Welcome to the Coffee with Craner show. I hope everyone had an excellent weekend. Today, I have Tal Chudner on the show. He is the vice president at Landscape Effects Group, also the board chair for the Windsor Essex Development Corporation, and also a member of the Hospitality Advisory Board at St. Clair College. Tal is all about community, helping others, and giving back to those he loves. So I'm glad to have you on the show today, Tal.
Craner, thanks very much for having me, and thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. So today's conversation is all about being a team player, both at work and at home. And the first question I kind of wanted to ask you today is, how do you define a team player, whether it be at work, at home, in the community?
So team player means a lot of different things, and I kind of tackle and I talk to a lot of people about, you need to become a chameleon. You need to take on whatever form is relevant for that situation. Sometimes you're going to wear a suit. Sometimes you're going to wear work boots. Sometimes you're going to do dishes. Sometimes you're going to plow snow. It's adapting yourself to whatever situation is needed. And sometimes that means you have to have harsh conversations with people. Sometimes you need to be a tad more gentle and maybe just lend an ear to somebody.
That's exactly it. And now, being a team player in the community, what does that mean to you?
So a little bit of background. I've always felt strongly about giving to the community. I've been born and raised in Windsor, spent my whole life. It's why I always participated in things like you do, student council and organizations at the university. And then again, through my adult life, I always did a decent amount. And then just around 7 years ago now, my wife was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She's doing okay now, but she had a 9-pound tumor removed. And I can tell you the community was unbelievably helpful and supportive to us. So once that happened, that made us reflect on things, giving us a different perspective. And it caused me to really be even more involved and more invested in the community. So when you're asked to do things, you have to balance that out. And you know, you have to give up some things when you say yes, but I've felt, especially the last few years, it's really, really important to be involved in the community. And whichever way you can do. Coach a baseball team, help out with a fun run, have a community, whatever you're calling that you're doing, a podcast series, helping with the Development Corporation, do something to help your community.
No, that you made a great point, and especially something that hit close to home. You feel the need that it's important to give back to the ones that gave to you during a tough time. So that's such a great and important point to give back to the community, because they're there to help you. So you should do the same. And talking a little bit about, we talked a bit about team players. Now I want to see, how do you create a team culture at the company you work for, so Landscape Effects Group? How do you create some type of team culture where everyone's bonding and there's really that community?
Yeah, so Landscape Effects is a pretty unique company, started by Paul St. Pierre 30 years ago. I've got a lot of energy and I get going early. He gets going at least an hour and a half earlier than me. He's a 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning guy, and he wants a fun, lively, energetic environment. That works well for me because I'm pretty fun, lively, and energetic. So we want to target people that are positive and high energy and have a bit of creativity and zest about them. You want to try and create an environment where it is a good culture, where if people are in need, we help them out. If a staff member, a team member is going through a bit of a tough time, they know that the people in the Landscape Effects family will help them out. And that not only means from a work perspective, but from a life perspective as well. You know, obviously the things like fun events and good communication and just supporting each other is a part of what every good company does. And I think we do a good job with it out here.
That's exactly it. Now, say if I was an employee at Landscape Effects Group, what would be the one thing I would say about your organization, being an employee?
Fun and crazy.
Fun and crazy. I love it.
Sorry, you know what? Fun, crazy, and tough. Because we work hard too. Yeah.
That's perfect. What about how come the crazy part? What gives off that crazy vibe at Landscape Effects?
Just when you target people that are fun and lively, generally crazy mixes in. And listen, everybody has a bit of crazy. We try and find a little bit more of that if it's at all possible. A bit of crazy is good.
Perfect. Isaac Chudner says, nice suit.
Well, he has no style, so perhaps he can learn from his old man one day.
Awesome. So if those watching, Tal is vice president at Landscape Effects Group, and I want to kind of dive deep into what are some ways that your staff specifically work collectively as a team?
Yeah, good question. Again, I just want to provide a little bit of background on the Landscape Effects Group. We're a multifaceted, multi-division company. So we started it as a design build company about 30 years ago that spawned off into some lawn maintenance and some snow removal. And then 6 years ago, we acquired Rochester Place Golf Course and Resort, and then bought the Drive Magazine about 2.5 years ago. This past year, we bought Melvin Ore Trucking, which we're converting into an LFX supply center. And then in addition to that, and this is kind of the quiet part of what people do not know about our company, but we're involved in facility management all over Canada. So the Bell Canada sites in Northern Ontario and Nova Scotia and Alberta, our company facilitates that. You know, when a grass needs to be cut at a hospital in Toronto, odds are that our company was involved in with one of our partners in taking care of that work. So we've got a lot of different parts of our company. So to answer your question, how do we work collectively as a team? We help each other out when different areas are busy. Obviously, if there's a snow event, then you might have somebody who works for the Drive Magazine or Human Resources who grabs a shovel and helps out. If Rochester Place is having a big golf tournament, that means that some of these other folks might go help and deliver from a service component at Rochester Place. LFX Supply Center is crazy the last few weeks. So there's been people from many areas of our company that have gone over to help out there.
Wow. You know, and that's something you see at most companies. It is a lot of employees, specifically at Landscape Effects, they're able to work in different areas, it looks like.
Well, ideally, and candidly, the employee of today and certainly tomorrow needs to be fluid, needs to be flexible. So that doesn't mean that we want to pull the people away from their primary responsibility, but if they have time to do a bit of secondary help, then go ahead and do that.
Exactly. It's it really helps redefine their role, gives them more responsibilities, and I think that would probably lead to more effective production and productivity for the employees at your workplace, because they're able to work in different areas.
Yeah, and I would throw in engagement as well. If people will do some different things, it develops heightened engagement, but also a little bit of empathy as well.
Awesome. So how does being a team player at Landscape Effects Group allow your organization to reach its goals?
Again, every division, virtually in every company, has ebb and flows during the year, right? The golf business is obviously super busy from May through September. Well, November, December, January, February, those folks are not that busy. Well, you know what happens in those months? It snows. So those people help us shovel snow or manage snow or handle calls. The magazine business is an ever-flowing, ever-changing. So what happens is when you have different times of the year when there's different articles, you've got people within the Landscape Effects team or Landscape Effects family that go and find articles or find something to write about or maybe do a sale. Again, fluidity and flexibility are hugely important today. And if COVID taught us anything, you need to innovate, because if you don't innovate, unfortunately, you die. So there's a lot of discussion about innovate or die in the Landscape Effects group these days.
Awesome. So you would say that the hardworking employees at your company is really helping your organization reach its goals because you have that effective and hardworking team.
Yeah, I mean, goals are a difficult thing because goals change day after day. Again, COVID has taught us that, you know, it's May 25th. We wanted to have a whole bunch of stuff done in the design build world. We haven't been able to do as much of that as we wanted to for obvious restrictions and safe distancing. So that means we got to shift and focus on a couple other areas of the company. So we're able to do a little bit of work at the Melvin Ore site because we were unable to get into people's backyards. Fluidity, flexibility.
Awesome. So we'll take a step back a bit and let's talk about how you're specifically a team player at home.
Good question. So, I mean, again, I'm a little unique in terms of my energy level and also in terms of my, I guess, ability and desire to do different things. I'm going to want to play basketball with my son Isaac and his buddies. I'm going to want to sit with my daughter Alexandra and talk about different things that they may be doing school or work-wise. And with my wife Daniela, again, at home, she's the boss, so she's the chef. So she needs the sous chef to grill or do dishes or stir miscellaneously. That's my job. I'm going to stir miscellaneously. I'm probably going to ask too many questions, and I'm probably going to taste more than I should, but do whatever you need to do and fit whatever needs to be done.
How do you balance work and home?
Good question. I mean, balance is very important, and I can't sit here and say I balance it all, but I try and fit it in. In order to do those things, you know, community and work, I mean, I work 60 hours a week. I try and exercise 5 times a week. I mean, the only time that I can play tennis is 6 o'clock in the morning. So Jay and Kevin and the other goofballs that are comfortable getting up and playing at 6 o'clock in the morning, that's how you fit it in. You make in time for those phone calls, you make in time for those text messages, those walks, those serious conversations. You jam it in. Now, do you give up some of that downtime maybe? Yeah, you probably do. But you have to, I guess, prioritize and see what is the most important. And what is most important is family, work, and community. So I don't play video games. I don't really hang out and drink very much. I do a lot of different things. I jam them into a day. And then after about 16 or 17 hours of going crazy, I go to bed, and about 15 or 20 seconds after I go to bed, I fall asleep because I worked pretty hard that day.
So when somebody says there's not enough hours in the day or I don't have time for something, how do you respond to that? And what do you have to say about that?
Well, Craner, in the prep work ahead of time, you told me I wasn't allowed to swear. So I can't say they're full of blank, but I can say they're making up excuses, right? So if somebody says they don't have enough time, they're just not prioritizing their time well. They're just not doing what needs to be done. You know, that means that you have to read your book or do your homework at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night or get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Last week, me and two folks from the office drove to London to cut grass at an RCMP site. So there's three managers of the company at 4:55 in the morning, met on Bell River Road at the 401, drove to London, cut grass, and drove back. Now, could we have said, well, sorry, we can't make it? Sure, we could have said that, but guess what? There's no room for that. Just figure it out.
Yes, that's so true, and it ties into being a team player is making time for yourself, but making time for others. That's how you can be an important team player, right? And like you said,
you know what? I guess I do a half decent amount of multitasking as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so important, right? Being a team player, it's not just focusing on yourself, focusing on others, making time for other people. There's 24 hours in a day. Let's get it done.
Exactly. That's a great answer.
So, specifically in tough times, many are facing tough times right now, whether it be at work, at home, and in general. Why is it so important to be a team player during tough times? How can it help others? How can it help yourself?
Again, that's a multifaceted question. So why is it important to be a team player during tough times? Well, the team players are the ones who get called back to work first, right? The team players are the ones who the boss finds something for them to do. Hey, we don't have any work in Division A, but I have to work in Division F Can you do that? Sure, I'll figure it out. You know, an employee's job obviously is to do whatever they can for their fellow employees, the owners, the shareholders, the board of directors, whatever the reporting structure is. So you need to do, you know, what you can to assist in all of those people. If it's a profit, if it's a nonprofit, whatever it may be, you need to fill whatever role needs to be filled, adapt, learn, ask questions. Right? I say often, some people consider it a sign of strength to ask for help. It's really, sorry, some people consider it a sign of weakness to ask for help. In fact, it's a sign of strength. It's okay to say, listen, I know what I'm doing. I have no idea what I'm doing here. Can you give me 2 minutes and just give me a bit of direction? And then you figure it out. People are afraid to ask for help. Go ahead, ask for help and then figure it out.
Yes.
Did we talk about eating a frog yet?
No, let's jump into it.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to go off script. So you know, going off script is tough for me. So one of the things that everybody has to do on a daily basis, right? Here's my list of what I'm doing today, right? You can see the date, right? Some things are highlighted, some things are not. Coffee with Craner is about number 7 in the admin component of the list. So whatever is the toughest, so you need to make your list every day. And I don't care what your system is. If your system is to write it down on a little scrap of paper and knock those things off, great. If your system is to use Outlook or notes or a piece of paper, fine. I don't care what your system is. Isaac's old basketball coach used to say, I don't care how you shoot free throws. Shoot them with your left hand, behind your back, with your eyes closed. Just do it the same way every single time and make them. Right, so my system, and I've gone through a couple different things, but I keep going back to the clipboard, write down the date, write down the items that need to be done, put an asterisk next to the high priority items, and then tackle them. Now, eat the frog is whatever is the toughest thing that you have to do that day, do it first. Right, one, because you're identifying your A priority items, and you are also, you know, you're using your time more productively. Because what happens is if you are delaying eat the frog, then you're probably just doing menial and not very important stuff, knowing that you have to eat the frog. Well, if you get that frog eaten at 5:30 or 7 or 9 in the morning, whenever your day starts, then it'll make the day a lot more productive.
That's such a great point, and something that I'm going to be constantly thinking of now is eating the frog, getting the first thing in the morning done. That's the hardest. The rest of the day goes a lot quicker, a lot easier, and you're more productive.
What if you have two frogs?
If you have two frogs, well, the one that's the hardest, eat first, and then the second.
Exactly. Frog. Yeah. So if you have two frogs, you eat the ugliest frog first.
Awesome. So Tal, before we wrap up here today, is there any final advice you want to, or anything you want to share with those watching? Whether it be relating to being a team player or just general advice for young people.
Yeah. Well, again, do what you're doing. Be creative, be innovative. There's no excuses, right? There's just things that get in the way that you need to jump over. Life is hard, right? Life ain't all sunshine and rainbows, as Rocky Balboa says. But that means that you have the choice as to, you know, if you're just going to get knocked down or if you're going to get back up and tackle whatever you need to tackle. So, you know, if you get back up and tackle things, you're going to, one, accomplish a lot, but two, you'll have a greater sense of satisfaction. You'll be happier. You know, you have a choice to, again, lie down or get up and tackle things, be happy, be positive, and be energetic. When somebody walks away from meeting you, they need to say, right, as a person that seems to enjoy things, get a lot of stuff done. You don't need to be the loudest, friendliest person. Not everybody is wired like you or I, but you need to, you know, say hello in a friendly manner and then go get stuff done.
Awesome. Tal, I have to say thank you for joining me on the show today and really providing value to those who are looking to be more effective, whether it be for themselves or being an effective team player, both at work and at home. So I really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure, Craner. Have a great day, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll see you next time on the Coffee with Craner Show.
Take care.